Now, Rob, how creative are you?
Very creative, I think. Creativity is in my bones.
You are what we could call a creative.
Creativity is becoming more important for everyone. The World Economic Forum forecasts that by 2020, creativity will be in the top three most important skills for future jobs. This is particularly relevant for younger people who will be entering the world of work soon. And that's what we'll be discussing today.
Experts say that students need to focus more on creativity to help them get a job. That's perhaps surprising in the UK, when some of our creative industries, that's businesses that make music, art and TV, for example, are world famous. We're creative people, Rob.
Of course, but there's not such a focus on being creative in education now, and that might have an effect in the future. It's something Bernadette Duffy, an early years consultant, has been discussing on BBC Radio 4's Bringing Up Britain programme.
Bernadette feels we teach skills in a way that can be easily measured and tested. She says we teach these skills legitimately, which here means fairly and reasonably, but she feels we don't teach a creative approach to learning skills.
So we mean things like problem solving. I guess even tasks like data inputting and preparing spreadsheets can be approached creatively. In any job, it's sometimes good to think outside the box or find new ways of doing things.
Bernadette thinks we should move away from just learning skills and start using these skills creatively. She used the expression redress the balance, which means change things to make them fairer and more equal.
Well, here at the BBC, we have to be creative. In fact, one of our values states that creativity is the lifeblood of our organisation. Lifeblood here means the most important thing to make something a success.
So we need free time to collect all our different thoughts in our head, disparate ideas to create new and amazing ideas.
Disparate ideas are very different ideas, all unrelated. And we need what we might call headspace. That's when your mind is in a good state and you can think clearly. For me, I have headspace when I'm lying in the bath or out riding my bike. There are no interruptions.
Well, you certainly don't get your ideas sitting at a desk focusing on one task. We all need some downtime to get creative. But children going into school now will grow up to do a job that doesn't yet exist. And faced with the challenges of AI, automation, green issues and an ageing population, creativity and imagination will be vital.